Indiana. As the 50th governor of the state of Indiana, I am humbled and privileged to announce today that the 109th Justice of the Indiana Supreme Court will be Jeffrey G. Slaughter. After much consideration and after considering a group recommended to me of extraordinary talent and ability, I made my decision to exercise my authority as governor by appointing Jeffrey G. Slaughter to the Indiana Supreme Court for a variety of reasons. I'll share those in just a moment, but allow me first to express my profound appreciation to members of the Judicial Nominating Commission, so capably led by our Chief Justice and by other leaders who are here, Rudy Yockum, David Tinkey, Lynette Long, Lee Christie, John Feitner, and Charlie Berger. Join me in thanking members of the Nominating Commission for many hours. I will say with great respect to Jeff Slaughter, this was a difficult decision. Judge Matt Kincaid of Boone County, Judge Steve Hostetler of St. Joseph County are both formidable legal minds with extraordinary experience, and they both serve Indiana today with great distinction and great integrity, and join me in thanking them for stepping forward. So. I'm honored today also to be joined by members of the Indiana Supreme Court, who I waved forward as they modestly stood off in the corner. They each of them serve with such extraordinary distinction, and I know that Jeff Slaughter will join a court that already enjoys a reputation for fealty to the Constitution, fealty to the rule of law, and to Chief Justice Loretta Rush, Justice Robert Rucker, Justice Stephen David, Justice Mark Massa. You have our sincerest thanks for your extraordinary service to the people of the state of Indiana. I would also acknowledge the presence of a former Supreme Court Justice, Frank Sullivan, who is with us today. Thank you for your exceptional service, and the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Indiana, Eric Holcomb. We're honored by your presence here today. Making the decision about an appointment to the Supreme Court of Indiana is a momentous and humbling decision. The benefit to me was to be guided by the man whose shoes Jeff Slaughter will fill. We have celebrated in recent days the long service of Justice Brent Dixon. Served on the Supreme Court for more than 30 years, authored some 894 cases during his tenure. So Jeff, get started. What impressed all of us about Justice Dixon, and we reflected on this at his retirement ceremony, though, was not just his intellect, but his character, his disposition, his demeanor, and those were the qualities that guided my decision in choosing Jeff Slaughter to be the 109th Justice of the Indiana Supreme Court. Throughout his nearly 30-year legal career, Jeff has demonstrated a first-rate legal intellect, an unparalleled understanding of the Constitution and antitrust law, a remarkable ability to think and to write clearly on complex legal issues, and, as is of equal importance, for members of our judiciary. And Jeff has, throughout his career, demonstrated a steadfast commitment to improving the quality of life in his community and to donating his valuable time to a broad range of efforts, whether it be at his church, whether it be in local charitable organizations like the International Violin Competition of Indianapolis, the Irvington Community Schools, or where he has served as a founding member and past president of the Federalist Society of Law and Public Policy. Far from the day-to-day obligations of his legal career, Jeff Slaughter has demonstrated a deep commitment, not just to the law, but to Indiana. and to our community, and that qualified him as well for this appointment today. Now, those of you that don't know him well, he is a native of Lake County, Indiana. He's currently a partner in the Indianapolis office of Taft, Stettinius, and Hollister. He's represented a broad range of cases, including antitrust class actions, securities fraud, environmental disputes, state and federal constitutional claims, land use restrictions, and the like. Before joining the Taft firm, he served for 6 years as special counsel in the office of the Attorney General of the state of Indiana. He is a life fellow and currently serves as president of the Indiana Bar Foundation, which is, of course, the charitable arm of the Indiana State Bar Association. Jeff earned his undergraduate degree from Indiana University Bloomington, a joint law MBA degree from Indiana University's Maurer School of Law and Kelly School of Business, in fact, and has gone on to build the reputation that brings us to this remarkable moment today. I heard from a lot of people in the legal community about Jeff Slaughter, and I respect all of the opinions, but maybe especially a handwritten note that I received, I am told, unsolicited from a former Chief Justice, Randall Shepard. He wrote the following words. He described Jeff as, quote, a superb lawyer, a bona fide thinker, with great intellectual curiosity. He also said that Jeff Slaughter was a man who's throughout his career demonstrated, quote, real caring for working people who need legal help but cannot afford it. It is for all these reasons and more that it is not just my honor, but it is my privilege to name today Jeffrey G. Slaughter as the 109th Supreme Court Justice. And 100 word, one more word of appreciation would go to his wife, Julie, who is an accomplished lawyer in her own right with a distinguished career. Julie, we thank you. Thank you for being part of this dazzling legal duo in the state of Indiana. And thank you for your family's willingness to serve the state of Indiana in this way at such a time as this. We're truly grateful to you. So with confidence that Jeff Slaughter will uphold the rule of law and protect and defend the Indiana Constitution and the Constitution of the United States of America, as governor of the great state of Indiana, it is my high honor to introduce to you what will soon be the 109th Justice of the Indiana Supreme Court, Jeffrey G. Slaughter.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, Governor, thank you for your very kind words. I'm deeply honored by your appointment. I'm grateful for the trust you're placing in me, and I'm humbled by the prospect of serving as a justice on our state's highest court. For more than 20 years, since I came back home to Indiana, I've had the privilege of litigating in our Supreme Court. Throughout that time, it's rightly been recognized as a smart, hardworking, and collegial court, and I pledge to do all I can to ensure that my service on the court only reinforces those qualities. As you did, Governor, allow me to take just a moment to give my thanks to Justice Brent Dixon, who is a fellow native of Lake County, along with soon-to-be colleague Justice Rucker. During his remarkable career on the bench, he's been an exemplary public servant who leaves huge shoes to fill. I'm not replacing Justice Dixon. Nobody can do that. I'm merely succeeding him, but I'll do my best to try to live up to the values of professionalism and civility for which he's so well known. You've met, I'm delighted to be joined by my dear wife, who's also my best friend, by a few folks here who are longtime mentors, colleagues, classmates, and friends. I'm grateful for your presence today. You have our deep appreciation for joining Julie and me on this special day. My only regret today is that my parents, both of whom are deceased, aren't able to be here too. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve. I appreciate the hard work of the Judicial Nominating Commission as they reviewed a lot of applications with a lot of thick binders in coming to where we are today, and I'm grateful for their service and their effort. And I look forward to joining my colleagues on the court, I hope in due course. Governor, thank you again.
Well said. Well done. Thank you all very much for being with us.